Hi, I'm Anurag Wag. Let's discuss Chapter 6, The Creative Brief. What is advertising? It originates from the idea of turning the mind towards something, getting your attention towards something. It is a paid, non-personal form of communication, which aims to influence your thoughts, your actions, your perception about certain things, especially your feelings. And traditional ads, which include print, TV, radio, outdoor and even direct mail. But now in this day and age, digital ads include social media, email, websites, and streaming platforms. What is the rise of digital advertising? You can say the global digital spend in 2024 was $740 billion, but in 2026, it went to $855 billion. So it's a geometrically rising agency. Let's discuss the rise of digital advertising. The global spend in 2024 was $740 billion, when in 2026, it went up to $855 billion. The Indian digital market right now is at US$13.6 billion and it's rising to $32 billion by 2030. Digital media now is 41% of India's total spend. So that is a big portion of the market, and it is driven by obviously the pace at which we are using our mobile phones and screens, watching video content, and performance marketing, which is kind of directly targeting you. There are major global awards for these, which are called the Effies, Clio's, Cannes Lions, Honor Excellence in Ads. Now, why advertising matters? It helps brands to reach new and younger customers. It maintains a visibility in low loyalty markets. It influences the decision of the consumers when buying certain products. It also counters competitor messaging and market noise. How does a Tata stand out against a Maruti? It becomes very clear through communication. We know that it is a tough competitive market, but we know Tata because of its trust, and we know Maruti Suzuki because of its value. Driver sales, what it does, advertising is drive sales, even during economic downtime. Let's look at the advertising and the five P's. Product educates customers about features and benefits. Price justifies value and supports premium positioning. Place aids distribution by increasing demand and reach. Promotion reinforces brand claims and competitive messaging. And packaging highlights design, quality cues, and brand identity. The broader role of advertising lies into the communication of its brand value through mass messaging. It creates demand and supports economic efficiency. It builds awareness, recall, and brand images. It also helps consumers to compare products and make informed choices. It reflects on social trends, diversity, and self-expression. These are the core components of effective advertising. Advertising strategy sets objectives, audience messaging, and media direction. These ads, they aim to inform you, persuade you, or remind you depending on what the goal of the campaign is. A strong creative idea captures the attention by stirring emotions in you and becoming memorable. The creative problem solving creative problem solving supports research, planning, and execution. And good campaigns, they link strategy with culture. Like for example, Fevicol ka jod hai. That is something that is going to be etched in our memory forever. These are the components of effective advertising. Strategy, media, effective advertising is in the center of it with a creative idea and creative execution. Let's take a look at Fevicol. What is the strategy? The strategy is to position Fevicol as the strongest adhesive in the market. What is the media that we are using? We are using audiovisual media on television. What is the creative idea? The creative idea is that there is a big truck somewhere in Rajasthan or Haryana, and there are lots and lots of people on that truck, but nobody's falling off. And the execution is that nobody's falling off because Fevicol ka jod hai, tootega nahi. Everyone's stuck to that truck. Execution media and key players. Let's understand that effective execution requires high production values, but within the budget. Media planning decides how and where that money is to be spent. Mass media plus digital touch points like cover all the grounds when it comes to the campaign and various kinds of media for the campaign. While the agency contributes to strategy, creativity and media expertise, media channels actually carry the message and the suppliers support the production. The target audience responses determine the ad's effectiveness. For example, your TV shopping networks that actually sell products on your TV, there's a separate channel for it. They put in their numbers. They say, order now and you'll get a 15% discount. That is the best way, or that is one way how agencies and brands get to determine the response of their ad's effectiveness. The advertising process now, from start to finish. Let's begin with, I am doing an ad for Fevicol. The client brief comes in, I do the SWOT analysis, then we define the objectives and conduct the market competitor research, after which we are identifying the target audience and selecting the right media. We create, refine and design the advertisement for release, decide the place and timing of the ad for maximum visibility, then eventually evaluate the performance and consumer response to improve future ads. Now, why creativity matters in advertising? See, new digital media today makes advertising even more interactive and personalized. The creativity helps brands evolve with technology and consumer behavior. It enables personalization, brand recognition, and deeper engagement. Creative ideas make ads way more memorable. They make the story relevant, and they make the emotions in that engage us with the brand themselves. Creativity extends beyond big ideas into execution formats and channels. Now, Fevicol ka jod hai, tutega nahi. Let's see an example of its logo a creative that I saw somewhere. I do not remember that, but there are two elephants pulling a certain thing in two directions, but that Fevicol ka jod is not breaking. That's etched in my memory. So that means it's gone beyond big ideas. It's a very simple idea, right? Elements of creative thinking in advertising. First of all, there's creativity. Which combines unconnected ideas to form something new. It helps ads attract attention, stimulate thinking, and drive persuasion. Now, it needs to support problem solving, research, planning, and media choices. But also the creative execution requires high production values with high budgets. A greatest example of this would be the first few seasons of IPL, I think, where there was Jumping Jumping Japak, where Farah Khan was moving around with the band. That was a very high production, high energy kind of promotion for IPL, and that registered with us for a very long time, and still today it registers with us, right? What are the barriers to creativity? Information overload, mental fatigue, and reduced creative output. Now, information overload regarding a certain brand, if you start treating your research as a training manual for your creatives, you're going to face a lot of backlash and you're going to feel a lot of mental fatigue in your creatives. Stress or rigid thinking blocks, for idea generation. Okay, think only in this direction. This is what we want to say. We cannot move anywhere further from here. And setting a lot of guardrails for your creatives kind of does that. But guardrails are important, but not too many. Agencies must, may lose their originally if they mirror the client's mindset. The client says, I want to talk to a certain section of society. Let me just focus on that. But you have to treat your client as an agency. You have to treat your client like a contributor. Now, staying close to the consumer, not the client, fuels creativity. Staying close to the consumer is important, not just the client. This is where, it fuels creativity. You have to also see and remember that account planners must protect creativity you have to also see that your account planners are protecting creativity by guiding ideas with real insights. Now, let's take a look at what is a creative brief, the starting point of any campaign, It's a bridge between strategic thinking and great creative work, right? It gives direction while inspiring ideas that change consumer behavior. Also, aligning your objectives, messaging, target audience, and tone prevents miscommunication when, teams are not aligned. It aligns the teams together. And it acts as a blueprint for the entire campaign. You start with one creative brief, it evolves into something else for another medium or another product, and that goes on and on. The cycle continues. So a great example would be if you are marketing, if you are marketing for the IPL in the beginning, right, you have certain creative brief for the beginning to launch to get people to come and watch the beginning of the campaign. Now, even if your team has lost and has not reached the playoffs or not reached the quarterfinals, semifinals, whatever it is, your creative brief remains the same, but it has to change at the semifinal stage. It has to, okay, even though your team has lost, this is the biggest action between the two other biggest and most deserving teams in the tournament right now. Now, what a creative brief contains is a clear objective and project purpose. What are we trying to accomplish? It also contains your target audience insights and key consumer truths about that target audience or that target group. A single-minded proposition, SMP or core message. IPL is the biggest domestic cricket or sporting tournament in India. That is your single-minded proposition. What is the required media deliverables, tone, and mandatories? What is the background insights to support the creative decisions? For example, a very good background insight in the creative decision could be that, oh, this year, last year, counting the 2 years back, we had a lot of rural viewers the year before, but the last year we did not have that many rural viewers for some reason. That's an insight. How do we bring those rural viewers back? So that maybe in that you can, in your campaign, you can use a boy who's a cricketer, a young cricketer who's from the rural areas in your main campaign. How planners develop a strong creative brief? First of all, you start with deep client discussions, extract the goals from there. What are their expectations? Use the product and the service to understand real strengths and gaps. Capture all observations, then organize them into a brief section. Spend most of the time crafting the single-minded proposition, the core thought. You have to have a cycle or a conveyor belt where your feedback needs to come from the creative directors, then get client approval on that. Brief the creative team with clarity, energy, and inspiration. The purpose and foundation of a good creative brief, what is continuing that is the core job of the account planner. Ensure strategic clarity. What do you want to say about this project, about this product, about this service, about this client? The same structure across print, digital, and multimedia campaigns, or should it be different structures? It should ideally be the same because your communication needs to be strong across all three. Your brief should be data-driven with solid consumer insights. It provides clarity on objectives, audience, media, reach, and budget. It also acts as the starting blueprint for creative and strategic teams. It ensures all communication remains focused and aligned. You also need a lot of, or I would say the right amount of background summary, client info, product details, SWOT learnings. Define why the campaign exists and what it must achieve. Why does the campaign exist in the first place? Why are we doing this? And what it must achieve now on its way or even at its start. Then a creative brief will always detail who the consumer is and why they should care. Identifies timing, context, tone, and single-minded proposition. Includes project overview and not just SWOT-based supporting opportunity ideas. List key drivers. What are the goals, the purpose, and the top objectives? Let's move on to audience, competition, message, and tone. The planner has to define a sharp target audience with real behaviors and attitudes. Explore consumer usage, perceptions, motivations, and expectations. Map competition's message and brand points of difference. Specific tone of voice, adjectives, the feelings, the style guidelines that go along with the brand. Should be able to clarify key message, mandatories, legal cues, and format links. Should be able to clarify key messages, mandatories, legal cues, and format limits. List required visuals and how they will be sourced. Very important. Deliverables, stakeholders, and importance of the brief. Deliverables, stakeholders, and importance of the brief. The outline deliverables. What are the media types? Format timelines, budgets. Identify all the stakeholders and what their, certain inclusion is at approval levels and communication flow. A good brief always defines the goals at every stages of the campaign, the audience, the tone, and opportunities clearly, ensures that better work happens by aligning the teams in terms of your art, your servicing, your video, and your copy, saves time and money by reducing work and confusion so that everyone's on the same page and there are no redos. It acts as a fair contract, enabling clear evaluation and remuneration. Now, what is a creative briefing? This is a step between writing the brief and the creative development. This turns a concise document into a verbal, engaging story. The planner briefs the brief alive. The planner brings the brief alive with energy, emotion, and context. This helps creatives feel as if they have met the consumer themselves. You know, the brief is equal to the written plus concise briefing. It should be verbal rich plus narrative. And what is the goal here? To inspire, to clarify, motivate, and to motivate the creative team. Why does it matter? It builds a deeper understanding with what is just beyond written beyond the certain words on a piece of paper. It creates an emotional engagement. It creates an emotional engagement with the problem and audience. It also allows for questions and clarifications and alignment earlier on. The creatives are always going to have questions once you start the briefing process. People are going to have some kind of insights and opinions and maybe even counter questions like, why are we doing this? This gets solved at the briefing stage, you know. Prevents tone deaf work. Let's also see that it also enables iconic work when rooted in a strong mindset. For example, Cadbury, kuch khas hai. Ensure strategy is translated into meaningful creative direction. Now, what happens in a creative briefing session? You join the meeting with the client, the planner plus the creative team. The planner shares the product details, past ads, competition, the consumer need gaps. There'll always be references to what not just the brand themselves should do or have done, but also what the competitors are doing and what is the gap you're trying to fill. Interactive discussions. You know, you can have mind maps, you can have question and answers, you can have quizzes, you can have hypothetical situations. Start naming the brand, like what kind of animal do you think it is? What kind of a celebrity do you think it is? Then it creates a stepping stone. Then it creates a stepping stone for ideation and campaign direction. And ultimately, it informs, inspires, and clarifies the task. Using and evaluating the creative brief. Used throughout the project, the guidance for alignment. Writers, designers, managers refer to it as clarity and decision. It helps judge whether the creative work solves the right problem. Now, when at this stage, when you're evaluating the work, you know that whether this tone of language, this color in the design, or this edit in the video is kind of solving the right problem. For a sports edit, you cannot have, you cannot have music that plays well in an elevator. You know, it's not going to solve your problem. It's a very vague example, but you have to think in certain terms. A sports edit will have heavy, hard rock, metal music playing to that, or very fast techno. That's how you need to look at your edits nowadays. Now, it prevents drift into unrelated ideas or assumptions. The planner evaluates the final work, you know, alignment, uniqueness, audience response, and attention. You also have to see that when briefing works well, you know, the brief becomes a shared vision and not just a document. Let's move on to what is an advertisement copy. The written format of the idea that you get after a creative brief. What is the communication? What are we talking? It depicts the core problem and messaging in a compelling way. It must balance the credibility, the attention and clarity must appeal to the target audience, but also everybody in that room during that time, which is your planners, your client, and your creative team. This includes punchlines, visuals, and messaging that persuades everyone in the room and eventually will persuade the consumer. Helps consumers understand, remember, and trust the brand. Should stay brief, precise, and aligned with the legal media norms in that particular region. Now, what is the essentials? Now, what are the essentials of a good ad copy? Credibility builds trust and reliability. Attention, strong headlines, right punctuations, visuals, phrases. Suggested value, hints at usage and benefits. Memorizing value, easy recall through repetition and slogan. Now, for example, Xerox is not actually the machine itself. The machine is called a photocopier. There is no better example than every time that you go for a photocopy, you say Xerox. You know, there are other photocopies that exist, like from Canon and from other companies, but you will always remember Xerox. There is no bigger, stronger recall than Xerox itself. Conviction and sentiment, persuasive arguments plus emotional appeal. Assurance and education, promises plus benefits that teaches product use. Let's take a look at this diagram. These are the essentials of an ad copy. You have to draw attention. There must definitely be credibility and there should be truth to it. It should be apt. It should not be all over the place. It should not be very vague in understanding. And it should be short because people need to get the message. It should be short and brief because people need to get that message in a short amount of time and should be clear. What are the types of advertisement copies? Okay, so let's get into descriptive, scientific, institutional, simple technical or brand building. And topical, why? Because today we see a lot of topical memes being made and those being converted into ads. Human interest, humor, fear, stories, or predicaments that evoke emotion. The copy can be colloquial, suggestive, emotion-driven, and hint-driven, or even direct. It could have personality, prestige, educational, whichever one, for the endorsements, goodwill, or awareness. The questioning copy. Create intrigue, create a hook point. Use questions to spark curiosity and engagement. So thank you. That was it for this chapter.